Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Amrei Avram Goldar and today Maseches Yuma Daf Nun Zayin, the fifth parak quotes Yelo. So the three topics are going to focus on number one, a brisa taught, kashi maza inu maza al parochas el keneged parochas. When the Kohen Gadol does hazah, he does not do hazah on the parochas, but only opposite the parochas without the drops of blood actually coming in contact with it. Rabbi Yossi said, anir isiya baromi, I saw the parochas in Rome and there were many drops of blood of the par and the seerah of Yom Kippur. Clearly, the blood was meant to reach the parochas. The Gemara questioned his proof, suggesting that perhaps he saw the blood of the Paralam Davar or the Sira of Odozor, and answered that he recognized the correct blood because he saw they had been done in sequence, one above and seven progressively lower. Point number two, the Gemara asks, what is to be done if Nisar Bulu Dami Badami, if the blood of the bull becomes mixed with the blood of the goat before any sprinklings are performed? Rava said, Nosin Achas Lamal, Veshev Lamata, Va'olokan Lokan. The Kohen Gadol places the mixture one time above and seven times below, and this is sufficient for both applications. When Rabbi Yehermia heard this teaching, he said, Bavai Tibshai, the foolish Babylonians, is because they dwell in a dark land that they state murky teachings. Rashi explains the Bava is a low-lying land and therefore a dark one. According to Rabba, the Kohen Gadol applies the above sprinkling of the Seir before he applies the below sprinkling of the par. And the Torah stated, V'chil mechaper as a kodesh, and he shall complete the kapar for the kodesh, from which we can infer, Kali dama par, v'akaka kali dama seir. Complete the kapar of the blood of the par, and afterwards complete the kapar of the blood of the seir. Rather, the Kohen Gadol first places the mixture one time above and seven times below for the par obligation, and then does the same with the seir. And point number three, the Mishnah and Daf and Nungim Amabe say that before doing the blood applications on the Mizbach HaZahav, the Kohen Gadol pour the blood of the bull into the blood of the goat. The Gemara seeks to identify the tenor of our Mishnah and concludes it's Rabbi Yoshia, based on a brisa where he says the blood should be mixed, and Rabbi Yonason says they should be applied separately. Rabbi Yoshia said to him, does the Torah not state that Aaron shall perform kapara upon its horns, achas b'shana, once a year, implying that only one set of applications is made from both bloods? Rabbi Yonason said to him, but does the Torah not state, and he should take midam hapar or midam ha-seir, from the blood of the par and from the blood of the seer, and place it on the horns of the mizbeach, implying they should be placed separately. If so, why does the Torah state achas b'shana, one time a year, to teach you that there is one application for the par and not two, and one application for the seer and not two? So once again, the 3 points are number one. A braisa taught, kashimaza inu maza al parochas el keneged parochas. When the Kohen Gadol does hazah, he does not do hazah on the parochas, but only opposite the parochas without the drops of blood actually coming in contact with it. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi said, Aniri isiya baromi, I saw the parochas in Rome, and there were many drops of blood of the par and seer of Yom Kippur. Clearly, the blood was meant to reach the parochas. The more questioned his proof, suggesting perhaps he saw the blood of the Paralam Davar or the seer of Odozora, and answered that he recognized the correct blood because he saw that they had been done in sequence, one above and seven progressively lower. Point number two, the Gemara asks, what is to be done if Nizar v'Gudam b'damim, if the blood of the bull becomes mixed with the blood of the goat before any sprinklings are performed? Rava said, Nosin achas lamal v'shev lamata v'ol l'kan l'kan. The Kohen Gadol places the mixture one time above and seven times below, and this is sufficient for both applications. When Rabbi Yirmiyahu heard this teaching, he said, Bavai Tibshai, the foolish Babylonians, is because they dwell in a dark land that they state murky teachings. Rashi explains that Bava is a low-lying line and therefore a dark one. According to Rav, the Kohen Gadol applies the above sprinkling of the Seir before he applies the below sprinkling of the Par. And the Torah stated, V'chil mechaper as a Kodesh, and he shall complete the Kapara for the Kodesh, from which we can infer, Kali Dama Par, V'achakach Kali Dama Seir. Complete the Kapara of the blood of the Par, and afterwards complete the Kapara for the blood of the Seir. Rather, the Kohen Gadol first places the mixture one time above and seven times below for the Par obligation, and then does the same for the Seir. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis stated that before doing the blood applications on the Mizbach HaZahav, Ere Dama Par Letok Dama Seir, the Kohen Gadol poured the blood of the bull into the blood of the goat. The Gemara seeks to identify the tana of our Mishnah and concludes that it's Rabbi Yoshe based on a place where he says the blood should be mixed and Rabbi Yonason says they should be applied separately. Rabbi Yoshe has said to him, does the Torah not state that Aaron shall perform Kapara upon its horns, Achas B'Shana, once a year, implying that only one set of applications is made from both bloods? Rabbi Yonason said to him, but does the Torah not state, and he should take midam ha-par, midam ha-seir, from the blood of the par, and from the blood of the seir, and place it on the horns of the mizbech, implying they should be placed separately? So if so, why does the Torah state achas b'shana, one time a year? To teach you that there's one application for the par and not two, and one application for the seir and not two. All right, so now we go to our Simfer Duffnin Zine, and it's related to nose, and we use Pinocchio to make it a little more distinct. So here goes. The red Pinocchio hanging in front of a curtain with blood splattered on it had been dipped in a bucket full of bull and goat blood that was accidentally mixed and placed right next to a golden altar that just received its once-a-year blood application. Once again, slow motion. The red Pinocchio, that must be Warren Duff, Nun Zine, nose. The red Pinocchio hanging in front of a curtain with blood splattered on it, which reminds us of Bryce had taught that when the Kohen Gadol does Hazah, he does not do Hazah on the Parochas, but only opposite the Parochas without the drops of blood actually coming in contact with it. Rabbi Elazar Bered Rabbi Yossi said, Anir Isiya Baromi, I saw the Parochas in Rome, and there were many drops of blood of the part and seer of Yom Kippur. Clearly, the blood was meant to reach the Parochas. The Gemara questioned his proof, suggesting that perhaps he saw the blood of the Parlam Davar, or the seer of Avodah Zorah, and answered that he recognized the correct blood because he saw they had been done in sequence, one above and seven progressively lower. So the red Pinocchio hanging in front of a curtain with blood splattered on it had been dipped in a bucket full of bull and goat blood that was accidentally mixed, which reminds the Gemara asks, what's to be done if Nisarv lo dami b'dami, the blood of the bull becomes mixed with the blood of the goat before any sprinklings are performed? Rava said, the Kohen Gadol places the mixture one time above and seven times below, and this is sufficient for both applications. When Rabbi Yirmiyah heard this teaching, he said, Bavlai tivshai, these foolish Babylonians, it's because they dwell in a dark land and they state murky teachings. According to Rava, this means the Kohen Gadol applies the above sprinkling of the Seir before he applies the below sprinkling of the par. And the Torah stated, the kila mechaper is a kodesh, and he shall complete the kapara for the kodesh, from which we can infer, kaladama par, ba'achakal kaladama seir. Complete the kapara of the blood of the par, and afterwards complete the kapara for the blood of the seir. Rather, the Kohen Gadol first places the mixture one time above and seven times below for the par obligation, and then does the same for the seir. So the red Pinocchio hanging in front of a curtain with blood splattered on it had been dipped in a bucket full of bull and goat blood that was accidentally mixed and placed right next to a golden altar that just received its once-a-year blood application, which reminds us. The Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis stated that before doing the blood applications on the Mizbach HaZahav, the Kohen Gadol poured the blood of the bull into the blood of the goat. The Gemara seeks to identify the tenor of our Mishnah and concludes it's Rabbi Yoshi, based on a braisa where he says that the blood should be mixed, and Rabbi Yonason says they should be applied separately. Rabbi Yoshi has said to him, does the Torah not state that Aaron shall perform kapara upon its horns, Achas Bashana, once a year, implying that only one set of applications is made from both bloods? Rabbi Yonason said to him, but does the Torah not state, and you should take Medam HaPar Umidam HaSir from the blood of the par and from the blood of the seer and place it on the horns of the Mizbech, implying they should be placed separately? If so, why does the Torah state Achas Bashana, one time a year, to teach you that there's one application for the par and not two, and one application for the seer and not two? So once again, the red Pinocchio hanging in front of a curtain with blood splattered on it had been dipped in a bucket full of bull and goat blood that was accidentally mixed and placed right next to a golden altar that just received its once a year blood application. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazor. Daf Nun Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince, that must be Warren Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince whose throne room filled with smoke, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice, the Torah states he shall take the Ketores and bring it within the Parochas, but Nasan as the Ketores ala Eish b'nei Hashem, and he shall take the Ketores upon the fire before Hashem. This teaches us the Kohen Gadol should not prepare the Ketores by placing it on the coals on the outside and then bring it into the Kodesh Kodashim. The Brice tells us this, to counter the mindset of the Tzedukim, who say that he should prepare it outside and then bring it in, who base their position on the Pasuk, Ba'anan Erel HaKaporis. If he comes with the cloud of smoke of the Ketores, then I will appear upon the Kaporis. The Rabbanan learned from that Pasuk, Shenosim Ba'mala Ashen, that when combining the different ingredients of the Ketores, one should put in Ma'ala Ashen. Rashi says that this is the certain herb that makes the smoke rise in a shaft, like a stick. So the Nigerian prince, whose throne room filled with smoke, insisted his servants exit, taking three steps backward, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis stated regarding the Kohen Gadol leaving the Kodesh Kodashim, that he left walking backwards in the manner of his entry. The Gemara asks how it's known that the Kohen Gadol walks backwards. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said in the name of Yonasan that it's learned from a pasuk, V'yavu Shlomo l'bama asher b'givon Yerushalayim. And Shlomo came to the bama which was in Givon Yerushalayim. Since Givon and Yerushalayim are far apart, the pasuk must be coming to make a hekesh comparing Shlomo going from Givon to Yerushalayim after offering his karbanas to his initial coming from Yerushalayim to Givon. So just as in his coming to Givon, he faced towards the Bama in the direction of his approach, so too in return to Yerushalayim, his face was toward the Bama. And the same etiquette applies to Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim, who are part of the Ma'amavad, when they leave their service, to a Talmud when he leaves his Rebbe. And after one davens, you should take three steps backward, and afterward, say Shalom. So the Nigerian prince, whose throne room filled with smoke, insisted his servants exit, taking three steps backward, and say a short prayer for the welfare of the state. Which reminds the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis stated that the Kohen Gadol recited a short tefillah in the outer chamber, but he didn't prolong it so as not to frighten the Jewish people. Rav Ada bar Rav Ada and Ravi bar Rav Ada both said in the name of Rav that the Kohen Gadol should say, Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu Im Shochuna Tehei Geshuma. May it be your will, Hashem, our God, that if this year is destined to be hot, may it be rainy. Rav Acha Breda Rava concluded the text of the tefillah in the name of Rav Yehuda as follows. Well, Yaadei Avid Shulta Mebeis Yehuda, may one who exercises rulership not pass from the house of Yehuda. Well, you Amcha Yisrael, Srichem Pharne Zemize, and may your people, Yisrael, not be required to receive sustenance from one another. Well, Dekanos of Anecho, Tfilos Obrei Drachim, and may the prayers of travelers to withhold the rain not be permitted to enter before you. Daf Nun Daled, so the Simmer Daf Nun Daled is noodles. So here goes. When the famed pasta chef noticed he was standing next to a pile of noodles, pasta chef, that must be on Daf Nun Daled. When the famed pasta chef noticed he was standing next to a pile of noodles on a certain kitchen tile, which reminds us that a discussion began on Daf Nun Gimel and Beis regarding the location of the Aron. A brayso was brought that taught that both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai say that the Aron went into Galus and Bavel, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish says that the Aron was hidden in his place. On this Daf, Rabbi Nachman brought a brayso that taught that according to the Chachamim, the Aron was hidden in the Lishkas Dir HaEitzim. This is where wood from the Mizbeach was stored and was examined by Kohanim Baal Emunim for worms. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said that this view was learned in a Mishnah in Shkalim, where there was an incident where a certain Kohen was busying himself in the Lishka, and he noticed that one of the stones of the floor was different from its counterparts. So he came to inform his colleague, and he didn't manage to conclude Ad Sheyatzis and Nishmaso before his soul departed from him. They therefore knew with certainty that the Aron was hidden there. So when the famed pastor chef knows he was standing next to a pile of noodles on a certain kitchen tile, he picked them up and found a picture of two young children. Embracing, which reminds us, Rav Katina said that when the Jewish people would ascend to the temple on the regal, the Kohanim would roll up the parochas for them and show them the kruvim, which were joined together in an embrace, and the Kohanim would tell them, Re'u chibaschem ifnei amakom kechiba zachu nekeva. Behold your fondness before the omnipresent like the fondness between a male and a female. When Rav Chizkiah challenges, since even the Levim were prohibited from gazing at the Aron when it was being placed in the cover for its transport, Rav Nachman answered that this prohibition didn't apply during the temple era. He likened it to a kala. The whole time she's in her father's house, she's modest before her husband. Once she's fully married, she's no longer modest before her husband. Similarly, while the Jews were in the desert, we were likened to a kala, but once we were already in the land and had the base of Migdash, we were similar to a married woman. The reason the Kohen who wanted to reveal the location of the Aron died was because it was during Bais Sheni, which is likened to a woman who was divorced and taken back by her husband. A woman who's been divorced and taken back returns to her earlier fondness and is modest. So when the famed pastor chef knows he was standing next to a pile of noodles on a certain kitchen tile, he picked them up and found a picture of two young children embracing on top of a stone painted like a globe, which reminds us. The Mishnah stated that after the Aron was taken, the Kohen Gadol would place his shovelful and coals on the Evan Shasiya. A brayso explains this name, Shemimena Hushasas Ha'olam. From this stone, the world was founded. A brayso taught the following. Rabbi Elazar says, the world was created from its center. Rabbi Yeshua says, the world was created from its sides. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yeshua holds that the world began with four foundations marking the edges of the world, and they extended inward. Rabbi Yitzhak said, Kodesh Baruch Hu threw a stone in the sea, and from that stone the earth was founded. The Chachamim say, Mitzion Nibra, the world was created from Zion. Daf Nun Hei, so the symbol for Daf Nun Hei is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The children learning about speed limit signs, that must be more on Daf Nun Hei. The children learning about speed limit signs who were allowed to throw red water balloons towards the sign, but not hit it, which reminds the Brayso taught regarding the Kohen Gadol sprinkling the bloods in the Kodesh Kodashim, that when he does Hazah one time above, he does not do Hazah on the Kaporis so that the blood will touch its top, but only opposite the thickness of the Kaporis without the drops of blood actually coming in contact with it. The Gemara asks for the source that the first sprinklings of the bull blood and goat blood are not aimed to come in contact with the top of the Kaporis, but are merely sprinkled upwards. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said in the name of Rav Yizera that the Pasuk states regarding the blood of the goat, Behiza osa kaporis b'fnei kaporis, and he shall sprinkle it upon the kaporis, meaning above, and in front of the kaporis, meaning below. Since the reference to below is not necessary, given that it can be learned out from the law below from the blood of the bull, we can use the word below to learn a hekesh of all to lifnei, from the sprinklings upon the kaporis to the sprinklings in front of the kaporis. Just as the sprinklings done before the kaporis don't reach the kaporis, so too the sprinkling above doesn't reach the kaporis. So the children learning about speed limit signs who are allowed to throw red water balloons towards the sign but not hit it, while counting out loud with concentration, which reminds me, we learned from the Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel and Beis, so when the Kohen Gadol counted the Hazahs, Hazah Rishon and Tzrichem Minyan Im Kol Achaz V'Achaz, the first sprinkling, meaning the one directed upward, must be counted along with each and every one of the successive Hazahs, the seven directed downward. Rabbi Elazar said the reason is so that he will not err in the counting of the sprinklings. Rashi explains that by counting the first sprinkling with each of the seven, the Kohen Gadol gains a moment to concentrate between each of the seven countings, which prevents him from inadvertently skipping or repeating a number. Rabbi Yochanan said that the reason is based on the pasuk, and in front of the kaporas he shall sprinkle. Since there was no need to state yazeh, since sprinkling was mentioned early in the pasuk, it's coming to teach that the first huzzah must be counted with each of the next seven. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if someone did not count the first one each time, but didn't err in the huzzahs, he has not fulfilled his chiyub and must repeat the huzzahs. So the children learning about speed limit signs who were allowed to throw red water balloons towards a sign but not hit it, while counting aloud with concentration, were told the true story of an owner of a obligatory kinim who was killed in a speeding accident before his birds were offered. Which reminds us, we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel and Beis that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was only a single stand to hold the containers of blood for after the huzzahs. The Gemara brings a related ruling from a Braisa that states that Rabbi Yehuda says that there were no shofaros, no collection boxes in the azara for the obligatory kinim because of the danger of intermixing the chattas with the ola. The Gemara asks what is meant by the danger of intermixing, and after rejecting the initial interpretations, concludes the decree was enacted because of a chata shemesu ba'alei avadai, the possibility of intermixing a chatas whose owner has certainly died. If he dies before the contents of the box are offered, all the mice in the box will be rendered invalid.
Daf Nun Vav. So the simper Daf Nun Vav is the shusher and shul going nu nu. So here goes.
The shusher and shul said nu nu. Shusher and shul going nu nu. That must mean we're on Daf Nun Vav. The shusher and shul said nu nu as he was about to make kish on kusi wine purchased erev Shabbos, which reminds us that on Daf Nun Hey on Beis Gemara said that in the case where the owner of a chatas bird has certainly died, the reason of Yehuda does not permit designated for zuzim, which is the price of a bird, to be the money of the dead owner, and throwing them into the water and letting the other zuzim in the collection box be permissible, is Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a brayer. The Gemara asks, where is it known that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a brayer, and brings a case in a brayer where one purchased wine from Kusim on Erev Shabbos before dark, and he didn't have the kelim to which to pour the necessary truma and maisa portions. Rabbi Meir permits one to rely on brayer to designate the trumas and maisas now and separate them later, whereas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon prohibit it from drinking the wine until the trumas and maisas have been separated. The Gemara rejects this proof, bringing their words at the end of the brayer, which state that they said to Rabbi Meir, are you not moted that wineskin might split open and the wine will spill, and he will have been found retroactively to having drunk tevel? It's clear from here that their position is not based on the rejection of Brera. So the shusher and shul said, nu nu, as he was about to make kiddush on kusi wine, purchased Erev Shabbos, got so distracted when news came the Chachman arrived in the west before Shabbos, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a proof that Rebuta does not hold a Brera from a Braisa taught by Ayo regarding making two conditional Erev and when one does not know in which direction the Chachman is coming from on Shabbos. Yehuda says, "Ein on masna al shnei dvarim ke'echad, a person may not make stipulations concerning two things, two chachamim, simultaneously, but only concerning a single chacham regarding whom he may say that if the chacham comes to the east, his erev is to the east, and if he comes to the west, his erev is to the west." Now, when it was asked, Rabbi Yehuda permits the two erevin in the case of a single chacham, if he doesn't hold a brera, Rabbi Yochanan answered, "Shkvar ba chacham." The case of the single chacham is an instance in which he had already arrived before Shabbos. Rashi explains that the person making the erev was simply unaware of his location. From the onset of Shabbos, he certainly wants the Erev, which is towards the Chacham's location. Therefore, from the moment that he makes the two Erevin, one of them is fully valid. When he learns the Chacham's location on Shabbos, the revelation is merely informing him of what had been determined before. There is no need to involve the use of Brera. So the Shusher and Shul, who said, nu nu, as he was about to make Kiddush on Kusi wine purchased Erev Shabbos, got so distracted when news came the Chacham had arrived in the west before Shabbos, that he accidentally put the coast down on the plate marked for Havdalah, instead of the one marked for Kiddush. Which reminds us, we learned earlier that Rabbi Yehuda permits only one stand to be used for the blood out of concern that with two stands, the Kohen Gadol might confuse the bloods and take the wrong one. They were asked why Rabbi Yehuda does not permit taking two gold stands or writing upon each one, which one is for the bull's blood and which one's for the goat's blood. After all, we see Rabbi Yehuda regards writing on the various collection boxes is a sufficient safeguard against confusing them. The Gemara answers Rabbi Yehuda's concern, Mishum Choshet the Kohen Gadol Ravadaiti, that due to the weakness of the Kohen Gadol, he'll not bear in mind to check the labels on the stands.
All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Maseches. Number 1. Which of the one Rabbi Elazar ben Yossi said that he saw the parochas in Rome and it was stained with blood? That's on Daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which of the one that the opinion of the Aron was hidden in the Lishkas Dira Eitzim was based on the incident where the Kohen Balmum noticed the discoloration of one of the tiles? That's on Daf Nun Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which of the one the Amitraxim was not included in the dimensions of the Kodesh HaKadoshim or the Kodesh? That's on Daf Nun Beis. Good number four. Wish that when Rabbi Yehuda said there were no collection boxes for the obligatory kinim because of the concern of a chatzah shemesu ba'aleh vadai, that's on Dav. Nun Hey. Good number five. Wish that when that the source for taking three steps backwards came from Shlomo Melech and the Hekesh of Givon to Yerushalayim, that's on Dav. Nun Gimel. Good number six. Which daf we makos Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan, whether the blood of the bull and goat are mixed or not before the applications on the Mizbach HaZahav, that's on Daf. Nun Zayin. Good number seven. Which daf when the Kohanim the Rego would roll back the parochah so Kol Yisrael could see the Kruvim in an embrace, that's on Daf. Nun Dalad. Good number eight. Which daf when Rabbi Yudah and others were concerned that the wineskin of Kusi wine would break, retroactively causing the purchaser to drink tevel, that's on Daf. Nun Vav. Good number nine. Which of you when the Kohen Gadol counts achas va'achas to increase his concentration so he doesn't skip or repeat a count, that's on Daf. Nun Hey. Good. Number ten. Which of you when there are five psukim whose grammatical structure cannot be determined, that's on Daf. Nun Beis. Excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number one. Which of you when that a ship is not makabel tuma, that's on Daf. Hey, Gimel and Shabbos. Good. Number two. Which daf do we have a question if one makes a Shehechianu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim? That's on Daf. Mem and Erevin. Good. And number three. Which daf do we have the one should not call Avraham? Avram. That's on Daf. Yud Gimel and Brachos. Excellent. All right. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.